This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Here's what I've been trying to figure out. I got into online shopping recently. I guess that's a thing. Here's what I've been doing, though. I shop for things that are, like, way out of my price range. And then after a while, I go, oh, yeah, I can't afford that. Like, today I was looking at yachts online, and then I was telling myself I didn't want them as if they were an option, you know? I was like, 155 feet? That's not even big enough for all my friends and family. I'm not getting that shit. What the fuck am I doing? You ever do that? You ever go down, like, a rabbit hole online, and then, like, 6 hours have gone by, and you're like, I'm shopping for the private jet that best suits my needs. I think I found it. This is it right here, the G550. How much is this? Place order, $53 million. Well, maybe not now, but maybe later. I'll just bookmark that shit for now. You know what that is? That's a sense of entitlement. That's me thinking I should be associated with this thing, and I haven't earned it. I have, neither of you, but also me. I get that feeling the most when I get upgraded to first class. Yeah, I fly every week. I never buy first class ticket, I buy coach tickets. I buy them so much, I get bumped up to first class. I'm telling you, the moment I get bumped up to first class, I get washed over with this feeling. I'm like, look at these fucking poor pieces of shit on the flight. Ugh. So much better than them. Don't stand next to me, dude. I dare you to try to come up from coach and use the first class bathroom when I'm there. I'll put my hand on your chest, okay? There's a pig trough in the back. That's for you guys. It's for the big ballers up front. Some people buy first class tickets. I always feel like they know you got upgraded. They always give you the look like, by the way, we fucking know. You can sit up here, but you're not like us. God, it's so weird. People ask me, like, I get asked fucking travel advice from strangers. Can we just break down how crazy that is? Like, people come up to me and they're like, hey, you travel a lot, right? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, where should I go? I don't fucking know you, man. You ask travel advice to people who know you intimately. They know you well. They can guide you based on what they know about you. I mean, you don't ask strangers dining advice, right? Because you're like, hey, where should I eat tonight? I know I've never met you before in my life, but do you think you could give me a recommendation? Yeah, you should try this dim sum place. But then that person might go, oh, I hate the Asian world. And you're like, oh shit, I didn't know that about you. Like, yeah, I killed like four of them. Like, what are you, like a serial killer or something? Yeah. Now you're in an awkward conversation with a serial killer. Here's all I'm saying. I can't tell you where to go. I can tell you where not to go. Wherever they film The First 48 on A&E. Oh, if you're not familiar with the show, here's what it is. Camera crews follow real homicide detectives for the first 48 hours after a murder. And the reason that that time distinction is so important is that after 48 hours, they give up on that murder. They're like, that's some old shit. What do you want to do today? You're like, how about you keep trying to solve that murder, man? That shit happened on Monday. It's Wednesday. We're not going to solve that shit. Really. There are so many amazing moments on that show. So many. A lot of the episodes take a similar path. I'm blown away, first of all, at how many times there's a witness to a murder. It's crazy. I always thought murders happen in dark alleys. Nobody saw shit. No. Every other episode, they're like, you see that shit? And I was like, I saw that shit, yeah. Where? Right fucking here. Really, I was standing here, and then he killed that dude there. Like, what'd he look like? He was like 5'2 to 6'8, something like that. And they're like, that's the fucking description you're gonna give us? Uh-huh. Anything else about him? Yeah, he had ears too. Thanks, man. No prob. They still will sketch that shit out. I don't know. And they show it to people. Do you know this guy? And everyone's like, nah. But then one guy will be like, yeah! That's Cricket right there! You're like, oh shit. You know him? I've been knowing Cricket 27 years! What's his real name? Man, that's just Cricket. I don't even know.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.